We're speaking to a sporting hero very soon because more than 1,000 people have been recognised by the Queen in the New Year's honours. Among the awards is a damehood for the actress Joan Collins and a knighthood for the actor John Hurt. And there are honours for the creators of the spectacular sea of ceramic poppies at the Tower of London, marking the 100th anniversary of the First World War. The retiring head of Hampshire Fire and Rescue, John Bonney, is made CBE, and Esther Ranson is made a dame for her work with Childline and Silverline.
I know about the generations of staff and volunteers who've made my original idea work and make it real, so that we've helped 3.5 million children. So it's a bit unfair that I should be given credit for it, but I can't help being delighted.
Among the other local recipients is Linvoy Primus, a former Portsmouth footballer who started his own charity, Faith in Football, and he's awarded an MBE. And he joins me on the line now from his home in Fareham. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Congratulations. How do you feel?
Yeah. Quite pleased. Still a little bit surprised because, the envelope came through the post and you read it and you don't quite take it in. Then you slowly understand that you've received the award. So it's pretty good now, pretty good. But just like that last lady said, there's a number of other people who have been involved with the work of Faith in Football, and I sort of represent them in receiving this. So I wish there could be one for everybody, to be fair, because a lot of people put a lot of work in.
Linvoy, it's Kevin James here. Congratulations.
Thanks, Kevin.
Fantastic. Is this going to change you now, Linvoy?
No, my wife has already told me that I've still got to put the bins out. I've still got to walk the dogs and everything like that. So it won't change me in any way. It's people have asked me, will this motivate me more to do, more things? And I said, it's in my heart. If I'm there and I can help, I'll do it. So I'll be the same person, definitely.
You've done lots of charity work, as you mentioned. Faith and Football is your sort of main one, I guess. Mm. Is this going to motivate you to get involved even more? Can you possibly get involved even more?
Well, time is it's precious at the moment. So if I'm available and I can, I will help, because I always say the little that I can do can have a big effect on what the charities are trying to achieve. So if I'm around and I'm available, I'm usually there to help if I can.
Linvoy, must just ask you about at Portsmouth, because of course you were around the club in the glory days, really,
yeah,
weren't you? What about them at the moment, sort of mid-table League Two?
Yeah, it's been difficult, because I was behind the scenes when we went into administration, so I saw the pain from both sides, as a player and as a staff member in the office. So to know that the club has survived and got through, two difficult administrations has been amazing. But I think, where the club are at the moment, there's going to have to be some patience, because I always describe it's like a tree that's been, had its branches cut. There's wounds there, and those wounds need to heal before that tree can reproduce. And I think Pompey are going to be the same. And, we want to move back to where we feel we should rightfully be. But I don't think it's an overnight success. And, it's going to take a bit of time. There's already been a lot of hard work to stabilise things, and I think there'll still be a year or two of that, but we'll see the fruit of it. You need good foundations to build a club, and dare I say it, Southampton have been through exactly the same, probably not to the same degree, but exactly the same instabilities, but now they find themselves in a place where they've got a lot of good foundation to build a good club on.
Totally. And it sounds like, obviously you're absolutely thrilled to get this New Year's honour. What does 2015 have in store for you?
Well, I work for another charity now called Christians in Sport, doing support work for footballers up and down the country. And I just sense in my heart, that the guys who are playing and, they're doing reasonably well on the pitch, they've got other things that are going on to be able to help them. But there's guys that are coming out of the game at all ages. And I just sense that, I want to try and get something in place for these guys, and whether that's taking them abroad to do mission work abroad or anything that they can give something back or feel that they've got a purpose more than just football. So I can see something happening in that sort of area, and I'm sure you'll see me here, there and everywhere doing other charitable things as well. But that's the main thing, doing the support work for for footballers in and out of the game. I just feel a real heart for those guys.
Well, once again, congratulations from all of us here at BBC Radio Solent. We were asking on the programme this morning if you're going out or staying in for New Year's Eve. I imagine you're going out celebrating.
Well, the original plan was to go out, but now we've decided to stay in.
You can't stay in. You can't.
Quite right, Lynn Boyer.
Oh, no, I'm too old to have these late nights. So, but no, we'll, as a family, we'll be staying. We'll be staying local. So
okay,
that'd be lovely, though.
Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you.
Congratulations again.
Cheers, thanks.
That's Lynn Boyer, Prime Minister. He's been given an award in the New Year's Honours. That's absolutely fantastic, isn't it? Nice to hear about local people who are being recognised in the New Year's Honours. And we spoke to the charity leader, the charity founder of the charity Mosaic in Dorset, which helps bereaved children and families and things like that. And it really, really good work that they do. And I think the New Year's Honours is fantastic because it does celebrate some of the fantastic work that happens across the country. And of course, you know, nationally, people talk about the huge, huge celebrities that get recognised in that. But really, it's the local people that make all the difference, in my opinion.